Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. On this day, June 28, 1823, the Barbadian newspaper printed a very important petition from the Parliament of Barbados to the House of Commons in England, asking for especial protection and encouragement for the domestic industry and capital with respect to the trade in sugar and rum. The petition, emanating from His Majesty's Council of Barbados, urged the Commons to grant relief to the colony. The petitioners argued that they were in the midst of a sugar and rum depression, that many plantation owners were suffering financially, often being unable to repay their debts and having their property seized as a consequence, or sold for less than its original cost. Indeed, the petition highlighted several properties that had been sold. River had been sold in 1818 in the Court of Chancery for £20,000 and resold in August 1822 for £11,000. Adventure was sold in 1819 for £31,000 and resold in 1822 for £18,000. In the same vein, Oxford Plantation was sold in 1819 for £25,000 and resold in 1822 for £16,000. Other plantations such as Hopeland and Sion Hill were similarly sold in the Court of Chancery and resold for half of the original selling price. With such a dire situation, the petition reminded the House of Commons that the profits arising from the British West Indian trade ultimately reached the mother country through various channels such as returns to proprietors, renters, and creditors resident in England. Not only did the petition register their current distress caused by overproduction, but signaled an evolving issue of the equalization of duties on West Indian and East Indian sugars. The petitioners contended that the superior soil enabled the East India Company to sell sugar at a much lower rate than the British West Indies. This forced the West Indian planters to lower their prices to a degree wherein they could not even pay their taxes. The petition further explained that the West Indies has always been more beneficial to the UK than the East Indies, citing a net revenue to the Crown of £6.5 million through profits to ship owners, shipbuilders, transport, landing, storage, and more. In addition, they reminded the House of Commons that between 1808 and 1811, a period of war, commerce with the West Indies exceeded every other territory, and the region has never ranked below second. The petitioners declared that any equalization would bring hardship, misery, and desolation to the sugar colonies. Thus, the petition acknowledged that the West Indian trade in sugar and rum did much to boost the British economy. What the petition did not admit, however, was that this wealth was generated by the constant toil of thousands of enslaved blacks laboring under the tropical sun and under the whip. Therefore, the petition carried in the Barbadian on this day, June 28, 1823, strengthens the case of Caribbean countries for reparations from the United Kingdom.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.